So it's often been said that there are few, if any, surprises left in political elections. The system has been so fine-tuned and taken over by the establishment of both parties. Even the conventions have had doubts and possibilities extracted from them, and the nominee is a protected, anointed individual. The 2016 election, however, yeah, shaping up to be a bit of an exception from that belief, isn't it? When Donald Trump announced he was running for president, it was dismissed as a PR stunt. No one would take him serious. Now, unless I'm holding the polls upside down, looks like Trump is in the lead. Next guest is here with an inside look into the Trump presidential campaign, what it needs to do to stay on top. He's a presidential campaign veteran, having worked on presidential campaigns, including Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan, best-selling author. Speaking of Nixon, one of his bestsellers, Nixon's Secrets, coming out in October, The Clinton's War on Women. We say good morning to Roger Stone. Good morning, Roger.
Chris, great to be with you again.
StoneZone.com is Roger's website. And get his writings, his books, and everything else, and the valuable insight that his experience enables him to give. So when you look at Donald Trump, I'm thinking back to 2012 and Newt Gingrich. Similar position with the polls, populist speak, seemed to be, even Gingrich was looked at as a rebel and maybe not necessarily an outsider, but we never wound up saying President Gingrich, did we? What's Trump have to do to fall out of the Gingrich path, to stay away from the Gingrich path?
Well, I think it's a very different situation. I mean, Trump and, for that matter, Bernie Sanders are on fire in the polls today because they're outsiders, because they're not viewed as part of the political system. Even though Sanders has been on the public payroll most of his life, he's so far out there as a socialist that he is viewed as an antagonist for the Democratic establishment. Trump, likewise, is seen as a larger-than-life figure. Who can't be bought by the lobbyists, by the special interests, by the billionaires, by the Koch brothers, by the super PACs. He's his own man. People know it. And I think they find that refreshing. And then, of course, he is treating his people to very blunt talk, whether it's immigration, whether it's this nation's trade agreements with China, whether it's the crazy Iran deal. Trump is saying the things that people think. None of the blow-dry professional politicians he's running against, the career politicians, you know, will say any of these things because they view it as too risky. But it's the exact thing that has fueled Trump.
With the idea, too, with his opponents, they're not reacting with their thoughts and ideas. They're reacting to Trump. They're playing into his hand almost.
Yeah, it's amazing. Trump lays out an immigration plan. It's very bold. It's very dynamic. It is very popular within the Republican Party. Remember, you've got to get nominated before you can run in the general election.
Right.
And what happened? Scott Walker comes out and backs the Trump plan. Ted Cruz comes out and backs the Trump plan. So it kind of tells you that Trump is the leader in this race. Everybody else is following him. And people are finding it refreshing and entertaining. Last night, Trump and Bush had rival town meetings a couple miles apart in New Hampshire. Trump has 2,500 people. Bush has 250 people.
Whoops.
They were handing out no-dos at the to keep people awake at the Bush event. I mean, the guy is so boring. He's so lethargic. His candidacy just doesn't have any spark. There's no enthusiasm. There's no passion. He just looks like a guy going through the motions, like he's waiting to be anointed. Trump, on the other hand, had people laughing, joking, cheering, you know, multiple standing ovations. He was just on fire. He's a showman, and he understands politics is part entertainment. In fact, politics is, you know, a show business for ugly people.
Well, on top of the fact, too, I mean, along with his business experience, I mean, who else that's running for president can say that instead of giving money to China or losing money to China, like U.S. has been doing through debt, Trump has made money off of China.
Well, he wants to build a wall between here and Mexico to seal our border. First of all, everybody says it can't be done. Trump's a builder. It most certainly can be done. But then he says he's going to get Mexico to pay for the wall. Well, then all the pundits say, that's ridiculous. Mexico will never pay for the wall. Trump says, wait a minute. We pay Mexico $285 million a year in foreign aid. I will merely deduct the payments until the wall is paid for. In fact, I'm going to charge them interest.
Trump the landlord. Talking about Roger Stone, political expert, veteran of presidential campaigns, including Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, best-selling author. Just passed the anniversary of Nixon's resignation a few weeks ago. Nixon's Secrets, one of Roger's books, and coming out in October. The Clinton's War on Women, StoneZone.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. With the connection he has with the voters, what does Trump have to avoid to blow that connection? Because he was talking about health care, for example, and he's into a single-payer plan, but he qualifies it. His ideas are detailed at this point, and people are trying to reference, maybe because they think people are idiots and not really following and paying attention, that as far as new detailed plans, Trump seems to be leading the pack as far as his ideas are concerned.
Well, he is, you know, the pinheads in the media keep saying he has no plans, it's all too vague. You know, he's got a book out, came out yesterday, you can buy it on Amazon right now, called Time to Get Tough, which is his policy prescriptions for America. It's all in there, the economy, job creation, terrorism, trade with China, immigration, education. It's all there. All you got to do is buy it. Now, it's not boring. It's upbeat and it's thematic. It's not like Newt Gingrich's 28-point plans where we're going to talk about the various different visa types and how many of them we ought to have, for example, in the immigration issue. This is more of a bold outline for the country. In this sense, Trump reminds me of Reagan. I think the only way the voters will go sour on him is if he becomes or morphs into a career politician, and there's zero chance that's going to happen. Trump is going to continue to tell it like it is, and as long as he does, I think he's going to continue to climb in the polls. At this point, he is only 6 points behind Hillary Clinton, and he's running better than any other Republican against Hillary Clinton. Jeb is down 9 to Hillary. So much for the argument that only Jeb Bush can beat Hillary. I would argue that before the summer is over, Trump will be leading Hillary Clinton in the polls.
If Hillary's still in the race, given how the email story continues to unfold.
Well, she'll never drop out, and frankly, she would only weaken her legal position to get out. Now, her being a candidate is some leverage against being sent to jail. So I don't expect her to drop anytime soon. I do think her support is going to continue to erode.
Mentioned health care, and again, Trump, I guess you could say, is a centrist on that issue and a few other social issues. Does he have the capacity, you referenced Ronald Reagan, to bring back the blue dog Democrats to the GOP?
I think that's one of the reasons why he's only 6 points down to Hillary. What's interesting, if you look, this is a CNN ORC poll out yesterday. What's interesting, and when you look at the internal numbers on this poll, Trump now getting 79% of the Republicans, up from 56. And now starting to get almost 20% of the Democrats. Those are the conservative Democrats. Now, there aren't that many of them, maybe 25% of the Democrat electorate, perhaps a quarter, overwhelmingly Catholic, I might add. Those voters are moving towards Trump, and they will continue to move towards Trump.
I've got time with Roger Stone, who, along with working on presidential campaigns, including Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, author of a series of best-selling books, Nixon's Secrets, coming out in October, The Clinton's War on Women. StoneZone.com is his website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you look at the entire pack of the GOP candidates right now, is there going to be a bigger shakeout and drop-off after Iowa, or is New Hampshire going to be the last stand for, some say, maybe half of the pack?
Well, the two dates are so close together that if you're this invested, you kind of might as well see how New Hampshire plays out. But there'll be a lot of candidates bleeding coming out of the Iowa caucuses, and I think New Hampshire will finish most of them. I'll give you an example. Chris Christie is toast. He's done. He's already done. But he's already paid his money. He's built his campaign. He's done his, you know, he's eaten his way across New Hampshire. He might as well see how the voters in the Granite State ultimately decide. I think it is unlikely that he gets anywhere. I suspect that he drops after New Hampshire, but if I were him, I'd stay in that long to just see how it plays out. I mean, he's done an awful lot of work. He's worked very hard at it. It's a grueling process. Having done it 8 times, I can tell you. But I think the Huckabees, the Christies, the Rand Pauls, these candidates are very likely to be out of the race after the first or second contest.
Christie's drop was stupendous at best. He was back in January at the 20-24 percentile, and Now he's pulling 2% and 3%. It's odd thing. The more time he spent in New Hampshire, the faster his numbers dropped. And now we'll get him back as damaged goods for the Democrats to pick at for the next year and a half.
What's interesting, of course, is that every candidate who has sought to attack Trump, they've immediately dropped like a stone. Rick Perry attacked Trump, boom, gone. Rand Paul attacked Trump, he went from the 20s down to 3. So the conventional political tactics, the negative campaigning, the personal attacks, it's not working. It's not going to work. Not this time.
Well, follow along, StoneZone.com, because there is a lot to come, and it's going to be unconventional, and that's really in Roger's wheelhouse, too, when you read his books and look at his track record. Books include Nixon's Secrets, and don't forget, coming out in October, The Clintons' War on Women. Roger, it's always an education. Thanks again for being here.
Chris, thanks for having me. Take care.